大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph。
今天呢，我们给大家整理了几个非常熟悉，大家肯定都认识的小词，但是呢，在美式口语当中，它们却有另外的非常常见的用法。
Exactly. For example, thing. I know in Chinese you usually use the word 东西。
因为大家在单词表里面就是这么背的嘛，所以比如说 What's that thing? 那是个什么东西呢？
But we would often say something like, I notice he has a thing for you. And in this case, have a thing means to have a strong feeling for someone or something.
就是说对某人或者对某个东西啊莫名的有好感，你可以讲 have a thing for。 比如说 She has a thing for men with beards. 她对留胡子的男人莫名的有好感。
And I guess most people have seen the TV series by now, Friends.
对，就是老友记嘛。
In this show, I don't remember who, someone once said, being funny is Chandler's thing, and Ross's thing is getting divorced.
So here, one's thing means something that they are good at or interested in?
Or possibly even just famous for doing.
就是像这种情况呢，你就可以理解成某人最显著的特质，或者某人擅长或者真正喜欢的东西都可以。那么今天呢，和大家聊的就是这些简单的词，一些其他地道的用法。如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
The next word we can talk about is buy, B-U-Y, buy.
Which is purchase.
Right, but except for purchase, we often use it to mean believe.
I don't buy it.
Exactly. She said she couldn't attend my party because she had to prepare for an exam, but I don't buy it.
这个时候呢，你就可以理解成不买账就好了。她说她要备考，所以不能来参加我的派对，但是呢，我不买账，也就是说我不相信的意思。I don't believe it.
The word though is usually put in front of a sentence.
这个 though 呢，我们中文翻译成尽管、虽然，语法好一点的朋友可能会知道，它是用来引导让步状语从句的，很多时候都放在一个句子的最开头。
Though he was very angry, he didn't show it.
就是比如说他虽然非常生气，但是呢，他没有显露出来。但是呢，我们今天要讲的是这个词啊，经常被用作副词，放在一句话的最后，对应中文呢，可以翻译成不过还是。
An example is, our team lost. It was a good game, though.
就是说我们队输了，不过呢，比赛还是很精彩的。或者说，如果当别人问你说 Do you need some water?
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
这个时候就表示不用了。但是还是谢谢你当然这里说到另外一个 I'm good 也是一个让人可能有点意外的用法 I think we talked about this before
I think so too It's just a nice way to refuse others' invitations or offers
就是它可以用来婉言拒绝别人的邀请啊或者一些建议比如说Would you care for some tea? Do you feel like watching a movie? 你都可以用 No, I'm good 来拒绝
I'd like to know How do you say this word in Chinese? Use
使用
You wouldn't be surprised if I say, Can I use your phone? Use this app? Use this word? Use past tense?
在这些情况下都是表示使用的意思所以没有什么意外的
But we also say, use some rest quite often, such as, I'm so tired, I could really use some rest.
这个时候呢它就相当于 need, 表示需要我真的很需要一些休息。是不是还可以讲 use drugs? Is it the same with take drugs?
Yes.
OK, 好的。好了最后再讲一个touch 这个词呢一般我们都可以拿它来做动词用表示触摸比如说 don't touch it, 不要碰它。或者呢还可以讲 keep in touch, 保持联络。但是呢它还可以用作 a touch of.
Exactly. An example is, there is a touch of tension in the air, just means a little bit.A feeling.
就是少许些微有点儿就空气中呢弥漫着一种紧张的气氛。A touch of tension, 就是一丝丝紧张。然后呢还有的时候比如说 a touch of green, 就是你可以翻译成一抹绿色就会非常的地道。好的感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文回复会员两个字就可以了。
And I guess I will use this time to say goodbye to everyone. That's enough for our podcast today.
我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
Bye-bye.
Bye.